Constantino, and welcome to the Josie Show. We are so glad you're joining us tonight. I hope you guys had a fantastic week. We have a very amazing show for you to end your fantastic week. So now let me tell you what we will do in the next couple of hours or so. Tonight I have four amazing guests joining me. I have Amy Rose, Dan Pride, the Classroom Majors, and Lori Wilcutts. You'll get to hear our great chats and some awesome music. And remember, after our show airs live each Friday night, it is rebroadcasted during the week on Wednesdays at Fishing Country Now and Cowgirl Divas Radio at www.fcnr.net in the afternoon spotlight at 1 p.m. Eastern. So you can check out our archives or visit our networks tab on our website, josieshow.com, to find out more on how you could hear all past episodes on The Josie Show. We actually have every single episode that I've ever done from when I was 14, my first guest with Katie Cook, to now. So it is pretty cool. All right, so I am so excited because I think my first guest is here. I am correct. I think right. Okay, so everyone, please welcome my first guest of tonight, Amy Rose, to the show. Yeah. That's her. Yes. Right on cue. Hello, Amy. You there?
I'm here.
As Alan already is pressing buttons for the sound effects for you, check that out.
Perfect. I love it.
Oh, yeah. So how are you? I am so glad to be speaking with you again.
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am doing amazing. I mean, people might not know, but, you know, this isn't the first time that I have you, you know, chatting with me. But it is the first time you're on the Josie Show. I talked to you on a different show that I did.
Yeah.
So, and it was a blast. So we had to get you on the Josie Show. I mean, it's only natural. Yes. For my audience, I want them to get to know you a little bit better. So let's start, like, at the beginning. Let's rewind a little bit so we can get to know you, all right?
Yeah, sounds good. Let's do it.
Let's do it. So the basic question, of course, you started making music as a child. Can you tell us what is your earliest memory of making music? When did this all start for you?
It all started when I was about five. There was a local competition that was in our hometown of Barrie, Ontario. It was called Promenade Days. And I remember going down there with my parents, and at that point, no one knew that I could sing. I would kind of just, you know, walk around the house, you know, humming to tunes and whatnot, but no one really knew that I could sing, not even my parents, right? So we were down at this fair, and there was a competition. It was a karaoke competition, and there were people getting up and singing. And I remember saying to my mom, "Mom, I want to get up and I want to sing." And at that point, she was like, you know, "No, Amy, we're here to watch, you know, them sing." And I was like, "No, Mom, I want to get up and I want to sing. Like, you know, at five, I got it together. Let me get up." You know what I mean? And I was way too young to enter, and my mom had talked to the judge, and they humored me, and they allowed me to get up and sing. And I sang, I believe it was a Tammy Wynette song. And, you know, after that song was done, my parents just kind of said, okay, there's something here, and let's work with it. And from there, I've been, you know, busting my butt working on it ever since.
I love that. Your parents, when you started, you know, singing, I bet your parents, you know, jaws just dropped to the floor. Like, they probably
didn't believe it. Well, even to this day, my mom tells me, you know, like, who knew? Like, you know, none of us knew that you could sing. And you get up there and you sing this song and, you know, they're blown away. So
that is hilarious. That is hilarious. Now they're probably glad you went up there because it kind of sparked a interest in you. And now you're doing it, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Exactly. See, there you go. Thank you, parents, for getting her up there.
Yeah.
And talking to the judges. But also, I was wondering, who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who do you listen to on repeat?
Oh, gosh. I am a huge fan of Dolly Parton. I always have been. I always will be. I absolutely love her. I think she's fantastic. So she probably has made me to the artist that I am today. I look at her stuff and I go, wow, you know, that's the type of career that I want to have in the industry is what she has, right? And, you know, going back a few years ago, I got to see Dolly in concert, and I had to say she's probably one of the best entertainers that I have ever seen in concert. So, you know, looking up at her, I'm like, God, that's the type of career that I want to, you know, go down.
Oh, absolutely. I think every, you know, aspiring singer looks up to Dolly. I mean, dang, that girl, whew, she's got pipes.
She's got it going on.
She does. I mean, you know, so that is hilarious, but I totally agree. But also, you know, that you've been able to, you know, open up for some great people. Emerson Drive is one of them. Can you tell us a little bit, you know, about that, those experiences?
Yeah, well, that's going back, like, years and years ago. That's probably even before Emerson Drive was Emerson Drive, you know what I mean? Like, they were just starting out in their career, you know, and they've gone on to have a very successful career. So it was at a Belleville Fair, and I got to join the stage. You know, they were acts, you know, later after me, but it was a stage with great entertainment. And, you know, I can say that I stepped on the same stage as them, so it's pretty great.
Exactly. You have bragging rights right there.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. And
amazing.
I've been doing it.
You should. You should. I mean, if you were on the same stage that Emerson Drive stepped on, I mean, come on. That sounded funny. But, yes, that is awesome. That is beyond awesome. Jealous. But really quickly, I want to talk about a couple of your singles. Let's start with the great success you've had with your song, Redneck Reunion, Party Like a Redneck. Can you tell us a little bit about this song in particular?
Yeah, this is a song that I actually got to co-write with my two amazing producers, Glenn Coulson and Marty Beecroft, sorry. It's a song that we wrote based on my redneck family. I come from probably one of the most redneck families you'll ever meet. And it's funny because how we came about writing this song was Marty and Glenn are actually from a famous pop group from the early 90s called VIP, which my younger sister was a huge fan of. She loved them, idolized them, had their posters on her wall, right? So when she found out that I was working with Marty and Glenn on an album, she, you know, insisted on coming to meet them. And I was like, no. Like, you will embarrass me. No way, right? So she was getting married, and she kept asking. So what I did was I surprised her at her wedding, and I had Glenn come out and do a duet with me, and she went ballistic, right? But Glenn is so Mr. Hollywood, and he was definitely not expecting what he was about to walk into, which was probably one of the biggest redneck parties you'll ever imagine. So, you know, when he came in, he was just like, oh, my God, Amy, this is a song. And long and behold, Redneck Reunion, Party Like a Redneck was written.
You know he loved it. You know he loved every second of it.
Oh, gosh. He had the time of his life. He was, like, totally shaking bums with my grandma on the dance floor. It was great.
That is amazing, okay? Oh, my God. That is hilarious. I love that. I love that. And then that's how this song came to be. And it is such an amazing song. And it just, it kind of speaks for itself. You can kind of imagine what happened there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you know what, when we were shooting the video for this, it like, you know, one of the things we had said with this song was this song was written based on my, you know, the product of my redneck family. So I want every, you know, part of this video to represent that. So everybody in that video, you know, is related somehow. Their family, their friends, their, you know, just everybody in that video is somehow, you know, a part of me.
Definitely. And for people that, you know, are going to, you know, be like, where can we find this video? Is it done yet, or are you still, is that still in the works?
No, the video's done. Party Like a Redneck was released in Canada, and the U.S. release for it will be done in May. So the video was picked up by CMT Canada, and it plays there on regular rotation. And then in May, it will go out to the U.S. UK.
Awesome. That is so exciting. So everyone, you gotta wait a little bit longer, but it'll be worth it. Perfection
the
is
video,
what we're waiting for.
The video is actually up on YouTube, so you can view the video anytime you want.
Oh, it is. Oh, perfect, perfect. So YouTube, and we probably just have to type in your name, right, and it'll pop up.
Well, unfortunately, I have the same name as, like, a Sonic the Hedgehog character. Go figure.
What in the world?
Of all the things. I know. What is up with that? So when you're typing it in, you know, type in Amy Rose Party Like a Redneck.
Perfect. Awesome, awesome. That's good, that's good. So, and also, I am going to post the video as well so people can check it out. Like, I'll post a link for it so people go to your page. So, easy. And also, I, really quick, while we're on the topic of this amazing song, I would like to play it. We have it. So, we'll play it and we'll be right back, okay? I'm so excited.
Sounds good.
Awesome, let's do it. Redneck Reunion, Party Like a Redneck. Let's play it right now by Amy Rose. Getting ready to finish one up. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because you have a new single out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're actually just on our way back to Canada right now. Mm-hmm. It's been 11 stations in 6 days, so it's been pretty crazy busy. But we're having the time of our life. We kicked off in Mason City, Iowa, and we wrapped it up in Mexico, Missouri. So it's been an awesome time.
Wow, you're busy, but that's amazing. You're probably having the time of your life getting to go to all these different places and spreading the new music around.
It's been crazy awesome, I tell you. I'm on a musical high right now.
I like that. Very cool. I am too after hearing Redneck Reunion, just saying.
Thank you.
I am. It's amazing. But your new single, which is, you know, I'm totally pushing because I want everyone to just check it out. It's amazing. It's I Just Want You to Know, and it'll be on your upcoming album, right? Pretty sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's doing so great right now, and I'm just so excited. Not a lot of people know it, but it's actually a remake of a Backstreet Boys song that was probably put on one of their albums about 10 years ago.
Really? Oh, that's
yeah.
So cool. So people will you know, just listen and see if you could tell which one it is. Come on, people. Very, very cool. Well, I am so ready to play this because I'm so, so excited. So everyone, you guys are going to love it. Let's play I Just Want You to Know by Amy Rose, and we'll be right back because I got a lot more questions. Okay.
Perfect.
All right, here we go. Play it.
Looking at your picture when we first met, yeah.
time, that was Amy Rose's song. I just got you to know that it's a new single. And it was amazing, as always. So, Amy, I was also... Oh, wait, never mind. There's a chat room question. Hold the phone. So, Alan in the chat room, who is also our web designer, says, Amy can sing. Does she perform at weddings, too? Ooh, do you?
I do. I have. I sang at my sister's wedding, right? So, I've done a few weddings in the past.
Awesome. So, you'll be willing to. I mean, Alan, who's a special lady? What are you talking about? Just messing around. Anyway, but yeah, that's really cool. So good question. So now I was wondering, where could our listeners go to purchase all of your music?
Yeah, if they want to check me out, they can go to www.amyrosemusic.com. On my site, you will find all of my links to my MySpace, my Facebook, my Reverb Nation, my Twitter, as well as all of the links to iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, any CD outlet place you can possibly think of, you can purchase it on there.
Perfect. So there's no, like, you're not going to be able to be like, you know, oh, I can't find it. Oh, it's not on there. It is there. It is on every single.
It is there, baby.
Yes. Do it. And I'll post some links as well. So also, I was wondering, can you give us some links to, you know, websites, or I know you're on some social networking sites so people can chat with you. What's the best place that people can talk to you on?
You know what? If you go to my Facebook, which is Amy Rose Music Official, that is my fan page. Everything, all of our upcoming events, our past events, all of the pictures will be posted this week from the radio tour. Anything that you want to know or have any questions, you can definitely do it there.
It's right there. Perfect.
It's all
perfect.
Right there.
Mm-hmm. Add her as a friend, like her, subscribe, do all the other fun stuff. do it all. There's a question here in the chat room that I do not want to miss. Okay, so Reba Fan 4 Forever in the chat room heard our conversation that you love Dolly Parton. She was wondering, what is your favorite Dolly Parton song?
My favorite Dolly Parton song would have to be 9 to 5. Absolutely love it. It's so catchy. She's, you know what, all of her music is great, but we actually added a version of 9 to 5 into our show set. So, you know, people just love it and adore it. And when they come out, it's such a party song, right? It's everybody's
really
life, 9 to 5, you know, really?
It really is. Working 9 to 5. I love it, too. it's so catchy. So now I really want to talk a little bit more about an upcoming album this year. Can you tell us about anything yet about an upcoming album or any other projects that you may be working on?
Yeah, we're working on a new album as we speak, which Party Like a Redneck and I Just Want You to Know will be added onto that album. We were actually just in the studio last week working on the next single, our next Canadian single. So it's hopefully we're crossing our fingers. We're looking at a September 2013 date.
Awesome. That is so exciting. You got to let us know. We'd love to have you back on. Promote the heck out of everything.
Oh, you're so awesome, Josie.
I love you.
You
too. You're awesome, too. And, yeah, definitely. I mean, I always say this, and it's true, everyone that's on the Josie Show is part of the family. So whatever you need, I am here. Just give me a call, and we'll post it on whatever we need to post it on.
Oh, hey, Josie. Thank you. We have three people. It's unanimous to have her on again. Hell, why don't we just have her on every week?
There you go.
Oh, gosh, if I was there, I'd totally make out with you right now.
Did you sing your honeymoon too?
Alan probably said something really, really interesting. So I'm not even going to go there. But thank you, Alan. I want to mention this because I love this, okay, people? For everyone that don't know, I am a huge fan of yodeling. I can't yodel at all, okay? Let me just say that right now. I do not have a talent for yodeling. But I am not going to miss the opportunity to ask you about your yodeling. So can you tell us about learning to yodel and maybe – oh, I'm about to put you on the spot. I know I am. Just give us a little piece of what it sounds like.
Yeah, for sure. I'm not at my best game right now. I'm actually just getting over a cold, but I can give you a little teaser. Tell me when you're ready.
Teaser, let's do it.
All right, 1, 2, 3.
Okay, even getting off of the cold, that was huge. Oh my God. That is amazing. Gosh,
oh, thank you.
Oh, that is amazing. I am so jealous of everyone that could yodel. If someone says, you know, hey, Josie, I could yodel, I put them on the show so they could yodel for me.
Okay, Josie, don't feel bad because you play that whole line of instruments on your desk.
Yeah, I do. I do play the cowbells. I do play a mean cowbell. Just saying.
Oh, look at you go. And I hear that you've got a single out as well. So why don't we just interview you right now, babe?
Let's do it anytime. No. I want to talk about you because you are genius. There is one thing that I do have to ask you. Can we do a duet?
I would love to. Oh, my God, I would. I was listening to your single. I have to tell you, I was kind of Facebook stalking you and cyber stalking. And I got to say, girl, you've got some pipes on
you. Thank you. Thank you, too. See, I want to get myself a job here, so I think I'm going to do it. So can we please work together?
Let's do it. We will have our people talk, and we will come up with something by the end of the year. There will be a, you know, like a Beyonce kind of Lady Gaga thing going on.
You heard that, people. That is awesome.
Work it out, Michael.
I'm ready. Exactly. Come on. Wink, wink. That's amazing.
Hey, Josie, we got your favorite song on the switchboard if you want to sing that with her.
We might be running out of time here, but that would be amazing to get you back, though. Oh, wait. Oh, wait, no, okay, I'll make time. Hold on, I gotta make time.
Oh, my God, I love it.
You love me. We're a happy family with a great
with a great
yes.
Big hug and a kiss from me to you.
Yes, someone knows it. And someone's not embarrassed to sing it with me. Yes. That's amazing.
You know, the thing is I have kids that watch that show, so.
I bet you've never seen an 18-year-old watch it before. That's
oh,
me.
Oh, gosh, I love it. It's so funny.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Thank you, Alan. So, also, last question here, because we're running out of time, but we have to get you back on. That's a for sure. That's a must.
Perfect.
Yes. But so what are some things that you like to do for fun when you're not working on your music? Some hobbies? What do you like to do in your free time?
Well, I am an advocate shopper, let me tell you. I love to shop. I could shop till I drop. I love shopping. I'm such a girl. Oh, my God. I have three of the most amazing daughters in the world. So every free second I get, I love to spend it with them.
Oh, that's amazing. I've been, like, so into online shopping. My parents don't like it, but, like, I do. I've been, like, so into that. Like, I don't even know. You know, great deals. It's all good.
Exactly. You can find some good stuff on the net, let me tell you.
Exactly. I mean, I seriously bought myself my own, you know, Valentine's gift. I mean, nothing wrong with it.
No, gosh, buy yourself whatever you want, right? As long as someone else is paying for it, it's good.
Exactly. you have three daughters.
Exactly, I know.
That is funny. Oh, my goodness. Amy, you are amazing. I am so glad I got to talk to you again, and you have to come back. And please tell your daughters I say a big hi.
I will.
Awesome.
Thanks for having me, hon.
Oh, anytime. Come back.
All right, you're going to wish you never said that.
Oh, I don't know. I love it. And thank you so much for sitting down with me, too.
Oh, it was a blast. Thank you.
Thank you. Amy Rose, everyone. She's amazing because she sings Barney, and she didn't laugh at my 18-year-old butt for singing it. I'm crazy. So really quickly, thank you so much once again, Amy Rose. Now I want to get to some, announcements here. We have three special edition episodes up now, so please check them out. Go to our website at www.josieshow.com. Click on the special editions tab. Check out our episodes with Aaron Tippin, Glenn Douglas Tubb, and David Church. And they're amazing. These are three big guys in the industry that have been doing it for such a long time and are amazing. And I got to speak with them. I mean, little old me, I'm just starting out in music, and these people, they could show me. They showed me how it's done, and they are incredible. So you could hear my conversations with them, listen to their music. So special edition. So also on March 2nd, the Josie Show will hit the road again, doing a live broadcast from the Taylorville Eagle Club in Taylorville, Illinois. The event will be from 6 to 10 p.m., and we will cover it right here on the Josie Show. Performers at night will be Mike Seiler, Rick Seaman, Rudy Bain, and Brad Howard. Admissions are at $10, and food and drinks will be available for purchase as well when you're there. So come out, have a great time with us. And if you are too far away from the event here in Illinois, no worries. I'll take you along with me through technology. So just tune in to JosieShow.com to listen live.
And if you attend the event and mention Josie's name at the door, she will wave to you.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, so just come and have fun. Just chill out with us, enjoy some great music, and it'll be a blast. But if you can't join us, I'll take you through technology. It's all good. Do it through the show. But now I really, really want to put on my next guest here. So excited. Everyone, please welcome the wonderful Dionne Pry to the show.
I'm doing well, Josie. How are you?
I am doing great. I am so excited to get to chat with you.
Well, thank you. I'm honored. I appreciate you having me on. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. I'm the one that's completely honored because you are incredible. Yeah, and what I love about you is because you don't just, you know, you sing, songer, but you do it all, pretty much. You are, you know, a singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and all-around entertainer. And most important, you're an entertainer. So can you start out by telling us your youngest memory of making music? Because you started as a child.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Boy, I guess it would be probably two incidents. Would be when my father gave me my first guitar at five. I remember I grabbed it left-handed, and he said, well, I'm going to have to change those strings around. And because I thought it was going to mean taking it back to the store, and I wasn't going to be able to play it for about, you know, a week or a month or something, I didn't know how long it took to change strings. I switched it over to right-handed. And thank God he did me a favor, because left-handed guitars are so much more expensive. But then when I was like around 10, I performed at his dinner show for his golf tournament. And, of course, you know, you had people like Glenn Campbell and Waylon Jennings and you know, different people of his peer group out there in the audience, and that was pretty daunting. But I liked it. You know, I guess that's where I can, you know, found out I cut my teeth, or you could say I cut my teeth and, you know, found out if this was for me or not. And, that's a very, very strong memory in my mind, because it kind of let me know and let me, you know, gave me the feeling that I belonged and that I, you know, could do this, you know.
Absolutely. It sparked an interest in you, and here you are now.
Yes.
You know? That is really cool. And who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who do you look up to?
Wow, you know, well, of course, foremost is Dad, you know.
Yeah.
You know, but I'll tell you, Josie, I've had so many influences. You know, of course, my dad was first, and then my mother had me listening to a lot of the old crooners, you know, like Jack Jones and Frank Sinatra and Tom Jones and people like that, Dean Martin. And then she had me listening to Henry Mancini, you know, who was, you know, a great composer. And she had me listening to Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. And I had an older brother who's almost 5 years older than me. He had me listening to a lot of jazz and R&B.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was very, very, I had a very eclectic influence growing up. You know, and so there's a lot of influences. I can't say one. If I were to pick one, of course, I'd have to pick my dad.
Absolutely. And I love that your parents and your family opened you up for, you know, different genres. You know, you don't
Right.
Yeah. You don't pick just one. You like it all. like music.
Yes, because, you know, to be honest, my mom and my brother were more or less a counterbalance to my dad, because to tell the truth, my dad is hardcore country. He doesn't listen
yes.
to anything else. He doesn't listen to anything else. I mean, you know, to try to get him to listen to any kind of pop music, you know, you'll play the first few lines of it, and he's so funny because he's very, very particular about enunciation, which I agree with him in lyrics and things. And so if he can't understand what you're saying, he doesn't want to hear it. His theory is, if you can't understand what you're saying, it might as well be an instrumental.
Right.
And I think he has a point. You know, I think he's got a little bit of a point there, you know. But,
I love it. And for people, of course, you know, that don't know, I mean, your last name is Pride. If you guys can guess, you're the son of the legendary Country Music Hall of Fame member Charlie Pride. Can you tell us what it was like? You know, tell us what it was like for you as a youngster growing up with a musical dad. It was probably, you know, just opened you up to a lot of opportunities, right?
Well, yes and no. You know, you have both sides. It's a double-edged sword. You know, you would think that it might be very all peachy keen, but there's a lot of envy, a lot of jealousy, a lot of shots taken at you for things that you have no control over. And you know, I never had anything to do with my father's stardom, but a lot of times in everyday life, you know, there are people who would take it out on me. You know, it wasn't always the best thing, but I'll tell you where it was the best was in the house. You know, Dad was always a very, humble, simple man, and he never, you know, brought the star kind of attitude or mentality home. And so he was always just Dad, and it really wasn't until I actually toured with him. He hired me to play lead guitar for him. I played lead guitar with him and keyboards with him in his band. But he hired me for lead guitar, and it wasn't until I played with him that I actually really got to understand the magnitude of his success, you know. And, that was very gratifying to get to see that other side of him, because, you know, at home he was always just Dad, and that part of it was really nice, you know, because, you know, not having to deal with all of the star stuff, you know, which can be a little bit of an illusion every now and then, you know that.
Right. That's amazing he turned it off, you know, when he was at home. Which is so cool. And also, I was just going to say.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, it's really, really cool that you kind of got to, you know, see what your dad was doing and kind of, you know, see the, you know, the bad stuff and also the good stuff. And you got you got to see, you know, what's out there and what kind of people to stay away from. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Josie, you make a good point there because, boy, you know, it can be a pretty vicious business. I think anybody who's hung around it long enough eventually will get touched by that in some way, shape, or form, you know. I call it navigating through these shark-infested waters. it's kind of like that, you know. But that is where, you know, I've had some nice guidance from my mother and father in that area, you know. But mostly I've had to do it by myself, and I've wanted to do it by myself because, you know, there's much more gratification in that. And you know, my father has always told me, look, son, you are talented enough. You don't have to go on my coattails. And that meant a lot to me. If my own father's telling me I'm good enough to make it in this world and that I have the goods to do it on a professional basis, then, you know, that's good enough for me. He's a Hall of Famer. So
It's so true. You can stand on your own, and we're going to play some of your songs in a minute, and you are amazing. Your voice is
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Anytime. I got one last question here, and then I want to get to a caller, because I don't want to keep him on the line here.
Okay.
Yes. But
I'll stay as long as you want, Josie. Whatever, you know.
Thank you. We could do like a whole show for you, because you've got a lot of things that you've done. But as you mentioned, you played lead guitar, of course, with your dad, and I believe he even recorded one of your songs, I Miss My Home.
He did.
Wow. Can you tell us about, you know, how awesome that was for you that, you know, he liked it so much that he went with it, you know?
Well, I got to tell you, that's another funny story. I was touring with him in Canada. I think it was 2009. You know, I have been opening up his show before I just struck out on my own here the last couple of years. But I've been opening up his show for the past, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years. And I went to my mother's room, or actually their room in their hotel, and my mother was like, "Have you been writing anything lately?" And I said, "Yeah, I've got a few things, you know, that I'm working on." She goes, "Well, let me hear them." So I let her hear like 2 or 3 songs, and I had no idea that she was going to take them and play them for my father. Because, you know, when you do demos, when you do little demos, there's always little things that you want, you know, better, or that you, you know, sometimes you may not want somebody to hear it because you want it to be polished, right?
Right.
And so, you know, if I hadn't known that she was going to play any of those songs for my dad, I would have definitely said, no, let me get it, because my dad's a very tough critic. And,
right.
But I think she knew that too, so she didn't tell me she was going to play them for him. And so next thing I know, he comes to me and he goes, in his deep voice, son, I'm going to tell you, I'm not recording this because you're my son. I just want you to know that. I'm recording it because I like it. That's how he is. He, you know, if you know, for me, opening up his show and everything, he's always famous for telling people he doesn't open up my show because he's my son. It's because he's good. And
right.
You know, I've had people tell me on you know, promoters and things that he has worked with, that he's very serious about that. You know, if you don't have the talent, he doesn't want you on his show. And so I'm very honored that he's very objective that way. But that's how that song got recorded, is that my mom played it for him, and he liked it. And so next thing I know, he's recording it. And we both have it on our albums. I've got it on my We All Gotta Live Here album. And he put it on his Choices album. And what I love about it is he did it his way and I did it my way. And, you know, they're two different versions. And the last Canadian tour that we did together, we actually did a duet. We sang it as a duet on for the crowds there in Canada, and it was very, you know, Joseph, those are some moments that are the most enjoyable and heartfelt moments for me. I soak up every moment that I do a duet with him on stage, you know, because, you know, those are memories that'll never fade or never go away, and it's just special. It's special to be able to do something with your mother or father, or, you know, it's on that level, you know, so.
Absolutely. It's really cool, you know, to be able to share kind of, you know, a passion with, of course, your dad. I mean, that's amazing. You guys both do the same thing. So, you know, he could help you along and you guys could just have fun. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
You guys are having
fun. Right. And every moment that I'm on stage with him is fun because, you know, it's my dad. So
I can imagine. There are a lot of fun stories that I actually have in a question that's going to come in just a moment.
All right.
So you can share all those fun ones with us. But I want to get our caller here, Don Caldwell from Keeping It Country. Let's put him on now.
Okay.
Hello, Don.
Okay. Hey, hello, Josie. How are you?
Doing great. We have Dion Pride with us.
Yeah, I love that. I'm glad Dion's doing the show. Dion, the only daddy that'll walk the line, you tear that song up.
Thank you so much.
I think you do an awesome job, and you are a very, very talented singer and a guitar player. And I love your dad's music. I love your music.
Well, thank you. That means so much, Don. You know, because that's the tough part that I was telling Josie about. A lot of people, they want to hear Dad. They want to hear me do Dad's music. You know, he taught me how to sing, and he was very good because he's a very extremely good technically sound singer. And he taught me everything about singing. But, of course, he doesn't play any instruments and all. But a lot of people still do want to compare, but we are really different. And I'm glad that you are able to differentiate the styles. And, you know, I do only Daddy because I, you know, Waylon and Dad were very good friends. And, of course, Waylon took a little liking to me, and he, of course, he put a little arm around my shoulder and was one to every time I was around him, he gave me a little advice and everything. And so I picked that song to do in tribute to him, and I love it. So I appreciate
you do a very good job on
thanks.
All of it. And I'm the guy that gets on late night and chats with you and sends you a couple pictures of your dad. But I really just really appreciate you. You do a great job. And I really appreciate how you don't sing your dad's songs. I think that's great.
Thank
I think you.
you
should Yeah, I think you have more than enough talent. I love listening to you. There's another one that you're singing to a young lady. I don't know. I didn't catch the name of the song. You're singing to a young lady. You're not playing an instrument.
That's not alone.
That's a very good video and a very good song. And I loved it. It was great.
Yeah. Thank you, Don. I wrote that for my wife. I actually wrote that for my wife.
that's a very good job.
Well, thank you.
That shows your talent right there, Dean. And I'm going to let you get to visiting with Josie so we can get to know more about you. And I'll be sending you some messages and pictures on Facebook. And thanks for being a friend on Facebook. And another thing, Mike Seiler is going to come to Taylorville and do a show. And Mike Seiler just sang with your father the other day.
He did
an RFB TV, one of the shows, Mike Seiler's band, and he did a show with your father.
He said
he met you. Mike Seiler said he met you 2 years ago in Dallas at a steel guitar convention.
Right, exactly. Ronnie Miller, my dad's steel player, has won that about like 4 years in a row or something like that. So,
and I know your guys. He's a fiddle player, and they play with Jerry West also. So your dad has very, very good musicians. And
he
were talking about the pronunciation part. You can tell I'm a fan of your dad. I just turned 51, and I can remember your dad on the old hee-haw shows and all.
Right.
That's showing my age, you know, hee-haw and the Nashville Pop Goes the Country and Nashville on the Road.
Right.
Those were the shows where they really brought the country music to you. They don't do that now, but that was really the day, like Jim Ed Brown and those guys would have their shows.
Yes,
and your dad was like a number one. Him and Ray Price, they had all of the big stars, and you could watch. They'd have other stars, but your dad was one of the big players. And I've written dad's music since I was a little kid, so you know he's very good. And I'll tell you what, you remind me a lot of your dad. But you know, I'll tell you what, you got your own talent, and I really love the Daddy's the Walk Along. But the song that you were singing to your wife. Song is beautiful and it's awesome, and it's been a pleasure to talk to you, Dion, and I'm going to let you talk to Josie now.
All right.
I just wanted to call and tell you thanks for doing the show.
Well, thank you, Don, and I appreciate your kind words. I'm very flattered and very humbled by it. Thank you so much.
And I get to see Josie tomorrow, so I'm going to be happy tomorrow.
Give Josie a hug for me, okay? Give her a hug for me.
I will do that. And I appreciate it, Dion. You take care.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Don. I feel loved. He's coming to my birthday party that I'm going to have
when
we get together. So that's
when
exciting.
Is your
I'm
birthday,
turning 18.
Josie?
Yes,
when?
I turned 18 on February 9th.
Oh, you're a little Aquarian. You're an Aquarian.
Yes.
my mom's birthday is February 6th.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Yes. Wow.
Oh, my gosh, happy birthday.
Yep.
That's amazing.
I'll pass it along.
That's awesome. I love it. Yeah, definitely. February is the best. So, woo-woo to your mom. but really quick, I want to talk about, can you tell us a little bit about some of the music you have out right now? One of the songs that Don mentioned, Not Alone, we're going to play that next. So tell us a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, that one came out as most of your more heartfelt and usually the better songs. Everything is to a degree, but your better songs usually come out of real heartfelt things. And mm-hmm. I had been staying in Nashville and doing quite a bit of work in Nashville over the mid 2000s. And so my wife was here back in Dallas, and we were apart quite a bit. And so, you know, I was inspired to write that from all the time away that we had from each other. And, you know, I just wanted her to know that she wasn't alone. And it just kind of came out that's how it started. But I'll tell you, as I was writing it, I also, you know, thought, well, you know, I want this to be universal. And what I've been trying to do and what I'd like to do with that song is get it to military and get it to single mothers and get it to organizations for rape victims and anybody that's going through any kind of hardships, because I believe a song like that inspires people and lets them know that they aren't alone. And so at the same time that I wrote it for my wife, I did write it hoping that people would hear it and that it would touch them in some way. to have them feel that feeling of togetherness and that we're all for one and one for all, you know?
Absolutely. I can definitely see this song, you know, kind of, you know, in just everything, you know, rape victims or, you know, breast cancer.
Right,
I mean,
that was another one I forgot. Yeah, that was another one we wanted to try and pitch that to were cancer victims, you know, because, all of the sports, I love it that all the sports, have the pink, they wear the pink and do the cancer months for women. And so, yeah, we wanted to approach that too. And I appreciate that you hear it that way, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. We actually do, with the Josie Show, we do a little bit of stuff with, childhood cancer, and I really want to pass this song along if it's okay with you.
Maybe
they can, you know, use it maybe just as kind of like, you know, to, you know, for the kids or to make them feel better, you know, I mean, anything.
Right.
See it that, yeah.
You know, that is exactly what the premise behind that song was. And, it's one of those songs too. My dad, one of the great things that he told me early on was make sure when you write something that you're conscious about it from conception to the stage. And that it's something that you believe in, that you can perform every night, that you put it in the right key so you can sing it, you know, and comfortably every night. But make sure it's something that you believe in and that you can sing every night with passion. And that is definitely a song that I love doing. So.
I agree. And I am honored to be able to play this right now. So all of you are going to love this. This is Not Alone by Dionne Pride, and we'll be right back, all right? Thanks so much for sending this.
Yes.
I'm so ready. Here we go. Let's play it right now. Not Alone.
Underneath all your heart of stone, live the fear you'd be all alone. Your conclusion was love's not real. A spoken letter was left unsealed. Not alone through all your fears. Not alone.
Alone by Dion Pride, and we're back with him right now. Dion, where can our listeners go to purchase Not Alone and all of your other music out there?
Well, I'm on iTunes, or you can go to my website, Dion at DionPride.com. We have everything there, too, so either place, iTunes, or you can go to my website. And also, you could, if you want hard copy, you can go to my website, request it, and I'll be glad to send it to you. So
you make it easy.
Love
it.
Yeah.
Awesome. So iTunes or, of course, the website. And also, do you have a social networking site, or what's the best place for fans to chat with you?
On Facebook, I have my Facebook, and, of course, my website, Dion at DionPride.com, and then Facebook, Dion Pride, on Facebook. And I want to say, a lot of people don't do their own Facebook. I do. I like to get on there and do my own Facebook. In fact, there's lots of times that I'll log in and just leave it logged in, and it looks like I'm on, but I'll be away from there. But I do like to get on there as much as I can, because I'm very, very appreciative of anybody who takes the time to listen to my music and comment on it, because, I'm just a humble guy, and I'm really grateful. I have to thank you again, because without people like you and people who listen to what we do, we don't do anything. It's a team effort. It's nobody does anything by themselves or alone, And so I'm very grateful. So, yes, I like to take the time out to personally thank people when they make comments. So,
oh, that's awesome. I love that, because, a lot of people out there, artists, kind of have their management, writing for the fans, as them. And it's like, that's not that personal feeling. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. I'm glad that you do that.
Exactly. I mean, I don't see any other way. I mean, it's just that's the only way, really, it is. So
it is. It really is. And that is, we appreciate you for that.
Thank you.
Very nice. So I am ready. Let's just get to your next song, Might As Well Be Me. And
I just found out, if I may say, it's number one for the second week in a row here in Texas in Roots Music. That's the chart that Cashbox, picks up and reports. So it's been number one for 2 weeks, and I'm very proud. I'm very proud of it.
Congratulations. Thank you, Adam. That is amazing. Congratulations.
and that is one of the few songs that I picked that I actually didn't write, but because it's something I would have written, and that's what I famous for. It's like if I don't write it, it's something that I would have written. And I looked at all of the artists that are around and things, and the lyric of that song is kind of like, well, why not me? So that was kind of the attitude of the song, and I just like it. It's a very, very upbeat song, but I also love the vocal. The melody line is a singer's melody line, it's a singer's song. So I fell in love with it, and I decided to record it.
Oh, I like it. Well, I don't think you're the only one that loves it, because it is number one, That's incredible. Let's play this number one song right now.
Okay.
I'm so ready. Might As Well Be Me. Here we go, by Dion Pride.
Okay,
we'll be right back.
Might as well
I got a pretty good chance of being who I wanna be and getting where I wanna go. I ain't letting nothing stand in my way. Ain't no reason I can't find somebody who believes in me, knows how to love me. It happens every single day. Set the world on fire. Somebody's gonna fly a little higher than they dream. Somebody get the blessing from above. Somebody get to live the life they love. Somebody might as well be.
Are you currently working on any other projects you could tell us about or anything in the future?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes. I just started working on a new album. You know, we're about two or three songs into it. The first tune I wrote or we did together, I did with Dale Morris Jr. He's Ray Price's fiddle player, and it's called Only in a Lifetime. So I don't know if that's going to be the single or not, but it's looking that way because we're both really high on it. And we'll see how it goes. But, yes, we're working on new material right as we speak. So,
very exciting. When all that stuff comes out, just please let us know, and we'd love to promote the heck out of it.
Okay, Josie. And I'd be glad to send you some other stuff, too, if you want. You know, I'll send you some
amazing.
Other songs. Okay, all right. Listen, I got to tell you, thank you so very much for having me.
Thank you so much. And you can come back anytime. You were incredible.
Well, thanks, Josie. Hey, and if you can, just, you know, keep in touch, all right? You know, I will be. All right.
Definitely. Absolutely.
Okay, and I'm anxious to hear you, too.
You know what? I'm working on it. You know how it is.
All right. Okay.
Absolutely. I mean, my second single is coming out. I'm going to need you to tell me if it's good or not.
I'd be glad to. You know, anything I can do, you know, I'd be glad to. Just call me.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Dion Pride,
okay.
Everyone. Dion.
Thank you.
Wow. That's awesome. That was Dion Pride. He is amazing, amazing artist. And now we have more amazing artists, the plural, the S at the end, because we are chatting with the classroom majors right now. Come on. Hello, how are you guys doing?
We're doing good. How about yourself?
Doing good.
We're doing great here. I am so excited to be chatting with you guys.
Excited to be here.
Awesome. So please let us know all of your names and what roles you guys play.
Hello world, Lamar Cass is here.
This is Noah as new.
What's going on, man? It's your Astro Jackson. We are classroom majors.
Classroom majors.
Classroom majors. Love it. Love it. And so you guys, now are you all close friends, like brothers, or are you actual brothers? Because I don't know.
Yeah, we're actual brothers.
You are? Awesome. Very cool. And when did you guys, you know, find out that you guys loved making music together?
At a very young age, actually. We've been making music since I was about 11, and we're about, me and my older brother are just like a year apart, and me and my younger brother about 3 years apart. But we've been doing it since I was about 11. So I say around 2000, we've been making music together.
Nice. And I'm curious, what made you guys want to start making music? Like, you know, what kind of influences do you have? Like, do you have a musical family, or, you know, what got you in?
I actually, you know, even my mom, as far as, you know, everything that we do, like, you know, we've been growing up around gospel, hip hop, R&B, even some country. We've grown up around a lot of genres, so it makes us have a big versatility. You know, we're very versatile as far as
love it.
I love that.
I'm glad that you were kind of born in like a place where you can, you know, enjoy all sorts of music. You know, I'm like that too. I like every single type of music, just music in general. You know.
Yeah, awesome.
Love it, love it. And now, can you tell us how you guys came up with the name Classroom Majors? I like it.
Well, you know, as far as like Classroom Majors, we consist of doing everything in a major way. You know, that goes for anything as far as goals set, anything that you're trying to do in life. Just try to do it as best as you can. And the word that we've came up with, and the word that we've all grown to, you know, become is major, you know. And I feel like the music industry or the musical family or anything is like the classroom. We're trying to major in that classroom, which is music. So
yeah,
classroom majors, you know, yeah. Stay in school.
The name fits perfectly. It's amazing. I like it. And I'm curious, who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who do you guys listen to on repeat?
Repeat, I'm not going to lie, like, I'm a huge Michael Jackson fan, I'm a hip hop fan, so if it's like, those are my biggest inspirations in music.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is Lamar Cass speaking, and I would say like old school music as far as Brian McKnight, Music Soul Child, even new school, Bobby V, Lloyd, you know.
Yeah,
we listen to it all. Astro Jetson, I feel like, you know, as far as musical, you know, artists, I feel like, honestly, we listen to a lot of independent artists, you know, and I feel like even independent artists can give us an uplift, because there's a lot of, you know, good independent artists out there, as far as Dizzy Wright, you know, there's just a lot of good talent out there, you know, so we listen to it all.
Okay, Roosevelt,
et cetera.
Amen. I agree. I mean, there are so many, you know, greats out there, you know, that you mentioned. I mean, Michael Jackson, I mean, Brian McKnight, all of them. But, I mean, there's so many new artists out there and independent artists that, you know, are amazing, too. And I agree. That's what I love.
And that's what you just choose to sleep on, like, they sleep on the independent artists.
Yeah.
Definitely. And would you say that they kind of influence your music? Like, do you have a little bit of their sound in it mixed in, like, a blender?
Definitely some independent artists mixed with, of course, the main big team, powerful people. But as far as independent, like, we're a big fan of Dizzy Wright. I don't know if you Dizzy Wright, but he's a dope artist. He's on the rise right now currently, and he's probably the most one that we probably listen to. But other than that, of course, we're listening to ourselves.
We have a label as well, man, that we just bring everybody to the table. So even the artists that we associate ourselves with, as far as Tony Major, Mel Max, JT Certified, you know, everybody we associate ourselves with just does an outstanding job in music.
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody's a motivation to each other.
Yep.
Awesome. It is kind of like a big family. It is a classroom. You know what I mean?
The whole label grew up together.
Yeah, the whole team grew up together.
Yeah, so we're building an empire right now.
Oh, so cool. So cool. I'm just so ready to play some of your music. I'm looking forward to it. So let's play your song Into You first, and we'll be right back, okay?
Excuse me, Josie.
Oh, yes, Alan?
Yeah, we just want to mention on behalf of everyone at the show and everyone listening, props to the Classroom Majors for not just keeping it real, but being a positive influence when so much music is so negative these days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Definitely. That's what we try to stray away from. I know that we're all students to life, but at the same time, we are young. You know, we're all we just reaching our peak, like 21, 22. So we've experienced a lot. So we just like to show that through our music, you know. And
absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Myself being 18, you know, my parents kind of still have a lock on me. So they're kind of like, we want you to have, you know, obviously positive music, but then, you know, just you can listen, obviously, to whatever you want, as long as it's positive. And so I could honestly say I could listen to the Classroom Majors, and it's amazing, people.
Thank you so much.
Anytime. And I want to show you guys, everyone, please, here is Into You, and we'll be right back, okay? We'll be right back. Awesome. Into You by the Classroom Majors. Check it out.
About to flip it like a DJ. I know, but I think it's right. I tell you so. There's a lot of girls that I don't want, but everything in you, girl, I adore. I know we've been friends for long and I'm not trying to change it up and die. Know that it's all with a baby girl, but this did not fall right out the sky. And I know it's been about 2 years since I met you in the middle of the summer. But then I had a girl, you had a man. Not trying to catch you by surprise. And baby, you know that I'm not really trying to jeopardize our friendship, but baby, I know that we've been friends for a really, really, really long time. But I'm really trying to make you mine. I hope this don't change nothing today. But girl, I gotta
Amen.
you by the Classroom Majors. I love it, and I know people are going to be wondering, where can we purchase all of your music after the show here? So where can we purchase your music?
That song is actually on the Pep Rally Volume 1 mixtape by the whole Body Shock, Empire. You can actually download that off of that piff.com or Hot New Hip Hop,
just searching Body Shock Music Group, Pep Rally Volume 1. Then have that song and a few others as well.
Yeah, everything's free, actually. You get everything for free.
Yeah, that's that. We actually purchased that for free for now. Get it while you can.
Get it while you can, because, I have a feeling, you guys are going to be everywhere, so I'm going to get it before. I think you guys are just incredible, and Aaron actually said something to me in the chat room here, who is also my web designer. He said, I could hear that song at, like, a club. We got to make some calls, and I agree. We got to call everyone. Please call your local, and tell them about the Classroom Majors, because this, I agree. Your songs are so something you could dance to.
Thank you. We really appreciate that.
Appreciate it. Really is.
Yeah. Absolutely. Alan's going to make some calls, and we'll make some calls. We'll help you guys out.
Yeah, everybody should support the independent artists. Call your DJs. Call the TV networks. Recommend the independent artists because they deserve a break.
Dude, Classroom Majors.
Classroom Majors, into you.
Awesome. Classroom Majors. Also, I was wondering, do you guys have, a website or social networking sites where people can chat with you and get to know you?
Yes. You can. Everybody can follow us at Classroom Majors on Twitter. You can check out the Facebook page, facebook.com/Classroom Majors. Everything is spelled correctly with a C, Classroom Majors, with an S. Everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can also our YouTube page, youtube.com/Classroom Majors. The website is actually under construction. It was up, but we recently took it down. It's under construction, right, but yeah, it'll be up and running soon. You can get there shortly.
We are classroommajors.com
is the website, but it's under construction.
Hopefully, it'll be back up next week. Hopefully by next week.
Sounds good. Well, then I'm gonna keep like a look at it, and when it's up fully, fully operational, I should say, I'll post it everywhere.
You will listen to the email.
Yeah, personal email.
Oh yes, please do. I'll post the link everywhere. Trust me. We'll spam that. Yes. So let's play your next song of the night, Out of My Mind, and we'll be right back, okay? Got some more questions for you. Right after this. Out of My Mind by the Classroom Majors.
Yo, it's Corey Brown from Ice. Right now you're listening to a full distraction.
I'm not afraid to die. I would never ever leave you. No one above you. I can't lie, girl, I don't miss you. But I miss the woman who I thought that you were. Now my life in my eyes is such a blur. I'll cry now, but laugh later. Meanwhile, girl,
was out of my mind. That was amazing. Yeah. I was wondering, are you guys currently working on any new projects in the works? Can you tell us about that? Are you writing some new music? What's going on?
Yes, we have a new mixtape that we're working on right now. It's set to release in April, titled Board of Education.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Board of Education, abbreviated as BOE.
And we'll be dropping on our new single next week, actually. So
maybe
that's exciting.
Maybe we can get
an exclusive listening as soon as the mixtape drops.
Yeah.
Right here on the Josie Show.
I would be honored to play it first. That would be amazing. Yes, please.
No one
has
heard anything. So
yeah.
We want to premiere it on your station if it's possible.
Oh, it is possible. It's so possible. We love that. I love that. Definitely send it to us, and we will absolutely play it here on the Josie Show, and we'll make a cool thing with it.
Hey, Josie.
Yes.
We have two listeners, Aurora and Anna, and they're in Trinidad and Tobago, and they want to marry the boys.
Well, there you go. You already got your first offer.
Good.
Wow.
Go. We'll say everybody. Get married.
Wow, there you go. Love is in the air on the Josie Show.
Yeah, the classroom majors have just gone international.
There you go. Exactly. You heard it here first. Can you tell us about any upcoming performances planned where your listeners can see you, where apparently these new fans of yours can come and check you guys out live? Any live stuff?
Actually, we have a show at a charity event for the March of Dimes, and that's actually tomorrow.
So
that'll be really, big. You know, I feel like that'll be a really good great thing to do for the March of Dimes, a charity event. It'll be a big success, I feel that. It'll be at 8 o'clock p.m. It'll be at the California Fish Market. It'll be really huge, and I just can't wait to really do what we want to do. It's really for a good cause.
Oh, my gosh, that's amazing. That's what I love about you guys, because you guys, not only do you share your amazing music with us, but also you guys do, stuff meaningful, like March of Dimes and, other things.
Yeah.
Not a lot of artists do that, so that's really,
they really
cool.
They really don't. The address is 6634 Tower Boulevard, Jonesboro, Georgia. I'm sorry, off Highway 75. So everybody just come and show support, love. It'll be really exciting.
That's in Georgia. Everybody.
Come support a good cause.
Exactly. And also see the classroom majors. Two amazing things. So check it out. If you're in the area, Georgia, if you're in the area, please go down, and I'll be jealous of you because I wish I could be there. I'll be there in spirit. It's all good.
We're probably recording. Have it recorded.
Oh, good, good. Awesome. And anytime you guys are anywhere near Illinois or anywhere, heck, I'll make a trip out of it. It's all good. Just let me know. And I would love to see you guys perform live. That'd be awesome.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Cool, cool. And also here, we're running out of time, but I do have to ask you a few more questions, kind of expanding the time here, sorry. but can you guys tell us a little bit about Body Shock Productions?
Ooh. Yeah, Body Shock Productions is actually the production side of our company. You know, we have the music group, which is the music group with other artists, and then we have the production side where I go to Scoop Media Productions, so this is also what I do, music videos, commercials, short film, all of that great stuff, and sound engineering, graphic designing.
Web pages, websites,
we do it all, so, you know. God,
awesome.
We just like to push it forward, and that's it.
Very, very cool. So not only are you guys great singers, but you guys also have your own productions, like really?
Company.
Yeah.
What do you guys not do? That's the real question.
Our production company did it.
That's done on our own. Yeah. Except for like one.
Maybe one video we didn't do.
Oh, gosh, that's so crazy. That's amazing.
Yeah.
and now, last question here that we have for you guys, because time just flies by. But we need you guys back, okay? Just come back anytime.
Okay.
Just come back anytime, even just to say, hey, it's all good. But I was wondering, what do you guys like to do for fun, some hobbies, you know, on your downtime when you're not working on your music?
We really like, you know, get out, you know, so sometimes, you know, we'll probably play basketball. We'll probably call the whole team and just do, get a gym just for, you know, one game. We just get a gym.
Yeah, we'll come to the city and run everybody off the court.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Family time, and writing music, of course, and listening to music, that's what we always do. So
yeah, we just do a lot, man. We just like to have fun as well.
Yeah.
I love that. That's amazing. So not only you guys do all this, but you guys are amazing basketball players. I mean, all-in-one people. Like, all just in this one group, you can get so much. I feel like I'm, like, just – I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm getting you guys tons of dates is what I'm doing. Sorry about that. I don't know. A lot of people like you guys. So I just want to thank you guys so, so much for coming on the show and chatting with me. And I had a blast. And please come back anytime.
Come on, Josie.
Thank you so, so much. Classroom Majors. Check them out. Sometimes just is so loud I can't hear. We gotta fix that. I can't hear them talk. Sorry, but the Classroom Majors, they're amazing. I'm gonna post all of their links. Thank you guys so much. You guys are incredible, and I'm a fan. I'm gonna keep listening to your music. So let's see here. I'm waiting for the heads up. Do I have my next guest? What's going on? Oh, okay. Wait, I got some announcements here first. Wait a minute. I got a lot of different things I got to talk about here. But first, so want to know how to advertise or sponsor the Josie Show? It's easy. Then just go to our new sponsors tab to find out all of the details. Our VIP membership is ready as well. So you click on the Josie Show VIP membership tab for all of the details, all the deets. And artists, join now. Additional benefits constantly coming. It's not a bore. You'll have a lot
we just
of
have
one, different
we have one update to the VIP membership. Since we no longer have videos playing during the show,
mm-hmm.
You get your song in rotation on Josie's Country Blast Radio.
Awesome. See, there you go. So Josie's Country Blast Radio, you'll be in there on rotation. And
Josie, why is Tina laughing?
I think she's screening a call right now, and I think she's just having too much fun because it is loud, but it's all good. It's all good.
Okay, take away her sippy cup.
I know, she needs a sippy cup. Mm-hmm, I agree. but yeah, tons of cool things happening. If you want to advertise with the show, just, you know, josieshow.com. Just go to the contacts or the advertise page and all that fun stuff. It's all self-explanatory. All the tabs are at the top and all that stuff.
Let people know that they're listening to the show on Josie's Country Blast Radio, and you can actually rate any song that's playing on the station and purchase them as well.
Oh, yeah. check that out. See? Easy. Easy peasy. We make it so easy for you guys. You guys could just check out anything. It's all on the site. It's all good. So now I want to put on my next guest. Everyone, please welcome Lori Wilcutts to the show. Woo! I'm so excited. Yes. You guys. Hello, Lori. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Awesome. And Alan with the sound effects.
Yeah, whoa. I know. It's like you have a huge crowd there.
Wow.
I was telling Tina, my 20-year-old just proposed to his girlfriend tonight, and now and it's cool because I'm doing the Josie show. He's proposed to his girlfriend, and he's yes. Yes. Another huge round of applause. So, and also he turned 20. So, I mean, it's a night to celebrate, and I am so glad that I get to be celebrating with you tonight.
People are already asking in the chat room, are you ready to be a grandmother?
Oh, anytime. That's, yeah, I'm ready. But they have to call me Nana, not Grandma. Nana,
yeah.
I think Nana's good. Grandma sounds a little much, but yeah, I think they're, well, it's funny because her mom is had her when she was very young, and she just had a baby. So my future daughter-in-law has a sister that's 5 months old.
Oh, my God. That is so
cute. So, yeah, it's kind of crazy. So, yeah, so my son's sister-in-law is 5 months old, if that puts it in perspective. Yeah. So,
well, there you go.
Yeah, it would maybe I should write a song about that. That might be a good idea. Write a song about, I don't know. Well, that would be a tough one to put into words, but.
Right, but you need to.
Yeah, I need to do that. Yeah, so it's a good night. I think it's a very good night. We have a lot to be thankful for. So,
it is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
congratulations.
Thank you. I'm pretty happy about it. Yeah, happy about it. Here in Oregon, you know, with a lot of rain, a lot of gray days, it's good to have some good things happening. So it keeps your spirits up because it's been pretty gray and rainy. So that was good. I said I'm going to be on the Josie show tonight, so I'm going to have to duck out of the engagement party for a little bit because I get to talk to Josie tonight. but they were all very excited, so that's always good.
Well, I am honored that you took the time and, you know, talked to us. It's a busy, busy day, a lot of fun things for you. But I'm so excited to finally be able to chat with you and get to know you a little bit better.
Well, same here, Josie. And I'm just, like, amazed. You started out so young doing this thing, and you followed your passion. And I'm proud of you for following your passion and doing what makes you feel, you know, fulfilled and happy, and that's such a blessing. So I'm glad you got the bug young, but you're doing it, and that's amazing. So good for you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
I mean, people like you inspire me because you guys just, I mean, your songs are amazing. I'm a fan right here. I'm just gonna let you know that now.
Thank you. Well, bless your heart. Thank you so much. I so appreciate it because I write from my heart, and you know, I have a friend, Sean Camp, who said, if it moves you, write about it. And so that's what I do. If it moves me, I write about it. So
I love that saying. That should be on a t-shirt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that would be a great t-shirt. Yeah, I think that makes
sense. Exactly, right there.
We'll get on that.
But I was wondering, when did this all start for you? I mean, what is your earliest memory of making music?
Well, you know what? When I was 4 years old, I grew up in Southern California, and my parents used to take me to Disneyland, and we would go through It's a Small World that little, you know, it's like probably the oldest ride and the most, you know, it's not exciting at all, but back then it was exciting, and I would sing along to It's a Small World. So I always loved to sing, and always, you know, thought that, you know, words were it came pretty easily to me. And so I started, you know, just kind of coming up with my own stuff, you know, at a pretty early age. And I think, you know, like you kind of know what you want to do from basically, I think, the time you're born. It's just, you know, you follow your heart and you follow your instinct and you'll be okay. Because I know a lot, you know, there's a lot of people who are very gifted in certain things, but they just, you know, sometimes it's a little fearful to you know, take the road less traveled. So I decided early on that I'm just going to go with my heart, and I have always been a writer from the time I was just little, and then you know, started putting it to music, and I discovered that I could sing. So I thought, hey, you know what, I'm going to do this and make a go of it. So I think it's just instinctual. You know, you pretty much know what you want if you just really listen to your heart. And so that's how I came to start singing and writing at a young age, and just blessed to do it. It's a lot, you know, it's very cathartic. You get to, you know, explore your emotions and do what moves you. So
yeah.
I keep doing it.
You do. You keep following your heart because you've got a great talent. And
thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anytime. It's true.
Thank you so much, Josie. You don't know how much that's appreciated. It really is. You know, and I know a lot of times, you know, people will, you know, I kind of, you have to get to that point where you just write because you love it and not because the world says it's amazing. You just do it because you love it, and regardless of what, you know, the current, you know, status is on whatever celebrity or whatever, you just do what you love to do, and that's the biggest reward. You know, there's a lot of talent out there that goes unnoticed, but that doesn't mean it's not great. So, you know, whatever you do, do it with conviction and you'll always be happy. Just follow your heart.
I agree. And I mean, I'm just curious, like, who are your biggest musical influences? Like, I mean, who do you listen to on repeat and kind of, you know, influences you, you know, maybe in your music, or, you know, I'm very curious about that.
Yeah, well, you know, I really listen to a lot of different kinds of music, and it's all inspirational. I love Dolly Parton. You know, she's amazing, and she's such a sweet. She seems like such a sweet gal. She seems really sweet. I listen to Tom Petty. I listen to Alison Krauss. I grew up listening to Simon and Garfunkel. Actually, I grew up also Bobby Gentry. I know she was a great, just a beautiful voice, and you know, she's from old school country, but just still very relevant today.
Yeah.
Gosh, who else do I listen to so much? I mean, I listen to you know, a lot of my son stuff, like, I don't know, Plain White Tees. I listen to some Coolio.
I listen to it all.
I do. So it's like that music, you know, it has a lot of different artists have a lot of different things to offer. And so, you know, it gives you ideas. And I think it's so important to listen to everything because it usually sparks a really, especially if you're a writer, it's always good to spark some new ideas and get inspiration from a lot of different artists. I don't, you know, there's so many. Yeah, the Beatles, of course. Everyone says the Beatles, so I'm not real. That's not anything earth-shattering, but yeah, I have a lot of the Beatles. Glenn Campbell, love Glenn Campbell, Johnny Cash. Oh, gosh, just a lot of different folks.
I like that you listen to everybody, but you know, you still kind of have your, you know, country. I mean, because you had great successes in like bluegrass and, you know, Christian country music. So you don't nail yourself down to just, you know, one genre. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Yeah.
And you know, it's funny because I think genre specific, I really have tried to just kind of go beyond that and create kind of something that's completely, you know, just what I am, and so it's kind of Americana. I don't know. I think I love the old school country, but I also love the new. So it's fun. It's a lot of fun, and I think it keeps me alive. It keeps me getting up in the morning. So you got to do what your passion calls you to do. That's why it's fun to talk about. It's fun to kind of brings you back when people like you ask, well, what, you know, well, who are your influences? It's like, oh, you know, it kind of brings me back to what drew me in the first place, and sometimes you forget about that, and so it's good. It's good to be, mindful of what drew you here in the first place. So
true.
It's good for me. Very good. And I so appreciate the opportunity to talk to you, and I'm inspired by you, Josie. I think I really am. I'm very inspired. I think it's just very cool to be such a young person and just be, you know, so passionate about what you do. And I'm very proud of you. So
thank you so much.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
I am right now. Virtually, I am.
High five.
Me being kind of, you know, new to the music thing, I mean, I'm very influenced, you know, you influenced me because you've, you know, opened up for people like the Judds and Joe Diffie. And, you know, you have a lot of, you know, amazing experiences that, you know, artists like me would, you know, dream of. I mean, tell us about those kind of experiences. Like, that's surreal.
It's really funny because, like, when I opened for the Judds, they were just getting started, and you could see, oh my gosh, these people are going to be huge. But this was back in, I want to say 1986, and they were coming through Longview, Washington, and so I had just kind of started with this band, and the promoter called me and said, hey, do you want to open for this band? It's a mother-daughter duo, and their name is the Judds.
Well, then.
Wow. I know. I said, well, yeah. I mean, sure. That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
And they were just, of course, it was still in vinyl. I mean, I remember seeing it was an actual record, you know, like a vinyl record. So
wow.
It was so funny because they were so good, but they were just brand new, and they had I know it must have been the '80s because they had on the like these gold lamé stretch kind of pants and these, you know, kind of eighties. You know, kind of tunic top, and it was funny. They were definitely not the polished, you know, what you see now. It was so precious. Yeah, it was fun to see. You know, and no one would ever guess. You know, and of course they've done very well. But yeah, so it was fun to see, you know, opening for them before they really, you know, caught on fire, that was fun, and it's been fun. You know, Joe Diffie's a nice, wonderful man. Got a chance to, you know, hang out with him a little bit. He's a sweet guy. You know, they're all very, you know, the country people are really, they're just so down to earth. That's what's nice. You know, the ones that, you know, I think are real, and they're, you know, that shows a real talent when you're humble and, you know, you're not full of yourself.
Ellen. Rolly brings up a good point, because remember where your show started.
Oh, well.
I want to hear about that.
I have no idea what you're referring to, Ellen. I'm a little confused.
Josie is the first person to ever interview CMT's Katie Cook while sitting on a toilet bowl in her bathroom.
No, okay.
That's perfect.
It was the only phone connection that was good in my house at the time. I had to do what I had to do.
You do your best thinking, I think. You know, you're left alone. No one's going to bother you, right?
Exactly.
So I think that totally makes sense. That's some of my best ideas.
And the acoustics were amazing in there. Like, not too much echo, but just enough.
I mean, you sound fabulous, I'm sure, in that surrounding. That totally, I mean, that makes sense to me. That totally
makes
sense. And she had a roll of notepad to take notes right next to her.
Exactly.
Well, it's a great office. It really is. It's a very great office.
Unfortunately, though, I did move out of the bathroom. That sounds weird. I moved out of the bathroom. I got myself my own little office here. It's funny how you get your starts. You know what I mean? I moved out of the bathroom.
No, you know, I've heard people who it's true, because who's going to bug you, you know, there? So you're safe with your thoughts and your no one's gonna be knocking on the door, you know.
Do not disturb sign right there.
It is a fact
that a lot of people started their singing in the shower. Josie started a talk show.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. No, I think it makes sense. It's perfect sense. No judgment here. No judgment at all.
Thank you. See, Ellen still makes fun of me, but I really want to start playing your music, because I just love your music, and it's going to get everyone in a great mood, I know. But let's play your song, On the Wrong Highway, and we'll be right back, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. This is On the Wrong Highway by Lori Bill Custon. We'll be right back.
A legacy of poverty and shame. The day she left, her better days ahead. I will be free was all she said. On the wrong highway.
Highway by Lori Wilcox. Yes. Lori, I was wondering, where can our listeners go to purchase all of your music? Where can we go?
Oh, well, you can go CD Baby, and iTunes, and Rhapsody, and I think they've got it all covered there. I mean, it's kind of cool because you don't have to do the whole album. You can just pick what you want. And so,
exactly. I love the digital download.
I love it. I love it. And CD Baby is based right here in Portland, Oregon, which is really, a lot of independent artists are going that route, and it totally makes sense. And they're a very good company, very good company. And I was just thinking, I want to give a shout out to Bruce, who hooked you and I up together. So, Bruce, if you're listening, I just wanted to say hi.
Oh, yeah. So. Hi, Bruce. Thank you. Kudos to you.
Yeah.
I love it. And also, can you give everyone the links to, your website or social networking sites where people could chat with you? All that fun stuff.
Yeah, actually, my Facebook is kind of my website. I have found that I do better with my Facebook because it's current, it's up to date. I'm really wondering what people are doing now with websites.
I know
it's just weird because I wouldn't, I didn't have the know-how to do my own website, and so I was always having to rely on someone else because there was all kinds of bells and whistles that you couldn't do on your own. You had to have your web designer do it. So now I can do my own with Facebook. I can keep in contact with my friends on, and so I would just go to my Facebook, and I'd love to hear from everyone. So Facebook's probably the best way to go about it. It really is. It's a wonderful tool, and it's personal. You can message me, I can message you back, I find it to be a lot more personal and a lot more effective, actually.
Josie has a problem with Facebook because strangers like to poke her.
I'm not quite sure what to do about that.
I don't know exactly what the poke means.
I think it just means, hey Josie, I want to say hi.
I don't know.
I'm taking it like that. So
that's good. I'll take it like that too. Okay. So it's like,
we'll just go with that. Like, hey, how you doing? Just poke me on the shoulder. Yeah, we'll say that.
Awesome. This is so cool. I have to mention this. I'm sorry, but I have to mention this. If I understand correctly, you performed at the legendary Ryman Theater. Can you tell us how awesome that was? Oh, my gosh, jealous.
Yeah. Oh, it was amazing because it was for the Christian Country Music Association, and it was their awards show, and so I got to perform at the Ryman, and it was so weird because you could almost feel, the spiritual, nature of it, Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Minnie Pearl, and as well as, the contemporary, artists, but yet there's nothing that can describe that because it's just amazing. It was such an honor.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, that's amazing. And also, I was wondering, are you currently working on any other projects? We dropped her. I didn't mean to do that. What happened? Uh-oh, call back in. Lori, sorry, call back in. We had a techie difficulty. Why does that always happen sometimes? I mean, not always happens, but sometimes. All right, let's play her next song, You Stole My Heart, while we wait for Lori to call back in. So please call back in, Lori. Here is You Stole My Heart by Lori Wilcutts, and we'll hopefully be right back with her. Oh, my God.
We all have stories, been led down the garden path, broken promises and heartaches, but I surrendered when we began. And you stole my wounded heart. I'm a prisoner of your open arms. And if I had the chance to escape, well, I'd stay anyway.
About, are you writing? What's going on with
you? Yeah, you know, in fact, that both the songs you played tonight are on my new album, and it's going to be, I'm still doing the artwork for it, and it's not officially, you know, out yet, but it's just, I'm so glad that you played the two new ones, because that's going to be coming out. Probably I'm going to finish it up probably by the middle of March, I would say. And so that's the name of it I'm not even quite sure of yet. So I might have to ask you some advice on what to name it, being you're the first who played it. So, but yeah, so unnamed yet, but On the Wrong Highway and You Stole My Heart are both on the new one. So I'm glad you played those two. That's good.
Oh, it's my honor. It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for sending us your music and talking with me. And please come back anytime.
I will, Josie, and bless you. And you do an amazing job. And I'm so honored to be part of your show tonight.
Oh, back at you. I'm so glad you came on. And once again, congratulations to your kids and your because not
thank
kids
you.
Because it's your
thank you so much. Yeah,
it's your daughter.
So much.
That's
all
so cool.
Right, Josie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you so much, Lori Wilcutts. Everyone, thank you so much, Lori.
You're welcome, honey. Bye bye.
Oh, thank you. Bye. Oh, awesome. I had so much fun with my guests tonight: Amy Rose, Dion Pride, Classroom Majors, and Lori Wilcutts. Check them all out. And we are like so gonna get cut off in like. Oh, we've already been cut off. All right. Well, if you guys could still hear this, I wanted you guys to know thank you so much for tuning into the show. Love you guys. Bye. Mwah. Thanks for listening to The Josie Show. We probably were cut off already, huh?